Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 27th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting right now in our home office in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And it's our joy each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages of encouragement. Today's message is titled, Taking a Stand. The scripture text I use today is Ephesians 6, verse 13.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
Brooksine and I enjoy interfacing with young people, expressing personal interest and challenging them to live for the Lord. Sunday evening after the church service, we gathered with a group of youth in a restaurant and spent time getting to know them better as we talked about their schooling, their jobs, and their challenges. We realized we were no longer cool, and I'm not so sure we ever really were, but I suppose we thought we were. Now we were just two adults in their 50s, which is an ancient age to the kids. Fortunately, these young people sensed our genuine interest and love for them as we shared around the table, and were very responsive and appreciative. Let me say, it's not even in our regular notes right now, a reminder to all adults reading this. Children need our example and model and interest, and they can sense genuineness, and I just urge you to realize we can all have a ministry to all ages.
Well, today, millions of students demonstrate their faith in God by praying around the flagpole at their local school. Many of you have heard about this event that only began in 1990, and yet now has spread worldwide with millions participating. May the Lord indeed bless and encourage Christian young people around the world and empower them to take a stand for Jesus Christ as they live out their faith in an increasingly hostile world.
Putting on the full armor of God is a daily exercise for believers in every generation. It is never optional for the Christian who desires to live in victory. We all face the day of evil, and in so many ways it seems our young people face degrees of evil that we were never exposed to. I just read an article about the extent of sexual perversion that is actually being taught and affirmed as good in schools in Massachusetts. And of course, this is spreading. Godly parents and students who seek to take a stand are reviled by the powers that be.
For many years, I've been intrigued by the final phrase in our daily text. It says this, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. The repetition is for emphasis. We must, by God's grace and the appropriation of His appointed armor, keep standing in the midst of adversity that is certain to come our way.
Although there's no question that the very public atmosphere of the See You at the Pole event I referred to earlier does make a statement regarding a stand for the Lord. I sure hope for the majority of participants. It's also an earnest expression of their faith and dependency on God. Today I pray for each podcast listener, however old you are or wherever you may live, that with a holy boldness you may express your faith. Indeed, let us all take a stand.
Let's pray together. Jesus, I want to be vigilant in equipping myself today as I battle the spiritual forces of evil. Though I wage war in this present and evil generation, I have a bodyguard in the presence of the Holy Spirit who gives me power over the enemy of my soul. Today, I stand against the devil's schemes because I take on the full armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. As I prayerfully take on this spiritual armor, I am fully equipped with the necessary provisions to overcome discouragement and defeat. Instead, I am a conqueror who stands triumphant by your grace, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Maxine. again, a joy to share with you these messages. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. And almost always there's additional material on the website that we are either unable to or due to the desire for brevity don't put on the podcast. We have a testimony of just a wonderful expression of care yesterday we received when our daughter got into a situation that could have been very serious. You can read about. Also, on the site today, we do have a number of pictures. The first does not necessarily relate to any message, but I like it. I took it the other day while traveling here in Lancaster County of an Amish team preparing to work in the fields. Also, I have a photo today. For the very first time this year, we have a mouse in our house. Baby one at that. A cat played with it for a while, played it out. Brooksine shrieked as she found it on the floor this morning. She did too. She said, "I didn't shriek." Well, it was a shriek to me.
I didn't shriek. I just said, "Stephen, come here right now."
Well, I knew what it probably was. It always scares me when she says that. But it was a baby mouse. We have a photo of it today. Our neighbor happens to like baby mice, at least she says so. And we went to get her, and she's holding that mouse. Well, yeah, there's other material on the site today. There's a song I refer to today that is a real blessing to me that I've discovered today and looking for it, a song titled "With All I Am." And it's a song expressing a renewal of our commitment to stand and live for the Lord as we shared in today's message. Well, indeed, may you take a stand today.